Mesechtas Avei Dezer, Daf Chaf Hey, two lines from the bottom of Daf Chaf Dal Amud Beis, and previously we saw two different Lashonos as to when Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said his Memra, but the Maaser Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha stated that there was a Shira that Klal Yisrael stated regarding the Arin, and they said, Reini Reini Ashita, Isnaifi Bereva Darech, Hamuchoshekas Beruk Meizav, Hamulala Bitvira Amoin, Umufoy Ara Ba'adi Adayim, and we explained Hamulala Bitvira Amoin is referring to the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote and placed in the Arin, and they sung that the Arin is glorified through the book of the palace. And as Rashi stated, and Rashi explained, Dvir, who Sefer Blush in Parsi, and our Gemara begins, Omarab, command Koru Pasoy, the Sifra Dvir. And why is it that in Persian they call a Sefer a Dvir? Rav explains, Mehacha, that it's actually from a Pasuk and Shaftim, as the Pasuk states, Vayelich Misham al Yeshvi Dvir, Vishem Dvir Lefanim, Kiryas Sefer. And previously, the name of the city Dvir was actually called Kiryas Sefer. Therefore, we see that the word Dvir was a replacement for the word Sefer. And the Gemara continues, Amra Vashi and Samagurus, Amra Papa, command Koru Pasoy Lenida Dashtana, that why did the Persians call Lenida a Dashtana? And he explains, Mehacha, that it's based on the Pasuk in Pashat Vayetze, as when Lavan came into Rachel's room, and Rachel said to Lavan, Vatayim Alavia, Al Yicha Be'eni Adoni, Ki Lo Yucha Lokum Ipanecha, Ki Derech Nash. And as Rashi explains, Dashtana is Neitrikin, as the Dalad is for Derech, and the Shin stands for Noshim. We continue on Daf Chafeim and Aleph, and Rashi explains that since on Daf Chaf Dalam Abayz, we saw Machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Shmuel Madachmini, but the Gea had a dash in the Pasuk of Yeshana. So our Gemara now continues with another Machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Shmuel Madachmini, and the Gemara will discuss the story in Sefer Yeshua when Yeshua was fighting with the five Malachim who are beside the Gavainim, and the Pasuk states, Vayidom Hashemesh v'yireach omad ad yikoyim goyo oivav halo yiksu val sefa yosho v'yamad Hashemesh b'chatzi Hashemayim v'lei otz lovay kiyom tomim. And as Rashi explains, Vayidom Hashemesh, that the sun became quiet, and Zok Rashi shosak m'loy mashira shebechol is lechto yin shosik uvar midasi shosik, the entire time that the sun is going according to its regular routine and it's going in its orbit, so it's as if it's saying shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and once the sun stops, then it's considered as if it's quiet. And Rashi tells us, Yeshua imesh shira b'shvila, and Yeshua said shira in place of the sun. Dechsiv ozidab Yeshua l'Hashem b'yom teis Hashem, etc. And the sun kept quiet, and the moon stood still until they were able to talk nekama against their enemies. And as Rashi says, yinkam Yisrael mi'ayvav, and Yeshua says that there was already a remez to this nes in Sefer Bereishis, which is called Sefer Yashar. And then the pasuk tells us that when the sun reached half of Shemayim, meaning at midday, which was in the center of the sky, so at that point the sun stopped orbiting and stood still. And the pasuk then states, "V'lei otz lavai." The pasuk tells us that the sun delayed in setting, and it didn't set in its proper time. And then later in the day, when the sun was about to set, so once again the sun stood still and it didn't set at that moment. And the pasuk ends off, "Kiyayim tamim," and this was like a full 24-hour period. And the Gemara will now have a machlekes exactly how to understand this pasuk. And the Gemara begins, "My sefer yosha," that what is it mean when we refer to Sefer Yashar? And Amr Abchir Ba'aba Amr Abyechran, Zeh Sefer Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Shinikro Yusharim, that this refers to the Sefer Bereishis, which is the Sefer Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. And as Rashi says, Shemaisa Avis Ksuvim Bai, the reason why it's called Sefer Yashar is because Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov were called Yusharim. Shenem, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Balak states, Thomas Nafshi Moise Yusharim, that Bilam Esa Kadosh Baruch Hu regarding himself, that he should die Misa of Gvia, just like Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, and just like the Yusharim. The Gemara continues that Yeshua stated Halei Ksuv Al Sefer Yosha, that is remez to this nes in Sefer Bereishis. And the Gemara asks, Vehech Remiza, and where do we find that remez? And the Gemara explains that the remez is found in Pashas Vayechi, as when Yaakov was benching Yosef's children and he benched Menashe and Ephraim. So the pasuk states, Vayimoyin Ove Vayomer Yedati Bnei Yedati Gam Hu Yir La'am V'Gam Hu Yigdal V'Ulam Achiv HaKatan Yigdal Mimenu V'Zariyim Eloi Agoyim. And this pasuk refers to Ephraim, who was Yosef's younger child, and the Gemara states, that when would the chashivas of Ephraim be apparent to the entire world? That's Bishar Sha'am Delecham El Yeshua, as at that point the entire world was able to see that the sun stood still, and therefore they feared Yeshua, and they realized the greatness of Yeshua, who came from Shevet Ephraim. And as the Pasuk in Pashas Shlach states, L'mati Ephraim V'Sheya Benun, and as Rashi states, U'ksib Ephraim V'Zariyim Eloi Agoyim, and this means that Kol HaRatzos Nismalu Mi'Yirasoi U'Me'Yamasoi, Masai Zari Shalafraim Yi Malaya Goyim. And as Rashi continues, that generally Adam Nitzeh Khan Muhammad, that if someone wins a Muhammad in one area, Bain Bidin Aspam Yoinimba, but people on the other side of the world don't know about it, Al Bishosha Umdul Khamal Yeshua, Niral Khala Ilam Virumi Panov. And the Gemara continues and will bring a three machlekes as to exactly what occurred by the Nisi of Yeshua. And the Gemara will actually have two different versions as to this machlekes. And the Gemara begins with this first version, as the Pasuk states, Vayamad Hashemesh Bechatzi Hashemayim Vlei Otzlovei Kiyayim Tamim. The Gemara asks, Vekama, and how long was this nes? And Amar Bishur ben Levi, and Rabbi Shur ben Levi states, Esim Vabashoi, that it was actually a 24-hour period where this nes occurred, as Ozel Shis, as the sun started the day in its normal manner, and it went 6 hours until it got to Chatzi Hayayim, and it was at the center of the sky, and then become Shis, and the nes occurred, and the sun stood still for 6 hours, and then Ozel Shis, and it continued to travel for another 6 hours until it was about to set the Kamshis, and then it stood still for another 6 hours before Shkia, and then finally it set at the end of the day, and Kulu Milsa Kiyayim Tamim. That's why the Pasuk ends off Kiyayim Tamim, as the entire day was 24 hours instead of the standard 12 hours. And Ayin Rashi Bayamin Hashemesh Yesh B'mashmoi Shtei Yikavais. From this Pasuk we see that there were two times where the sun stood still, Achas B'chatzi Hashemayim V'hainu B'chatzi Hayayim, as the Pasuk states, Vayamin Hashemesh, Vachas Samach Lishkiyasai, Dichsiv Volei Otzlavai, Lusha Kiyayim Tamim, and it stayed in the sky for a complete day, the Hainu Esim Vabba Shois, and there was daylight for 24 hours, the Yoyim Einu Tamim Vishalim, Elim Leiloi, is a standard full day, is not considered complete, unless there's a day and night, which is a complete 24 hours, and therefore, Rabbi Shur ben Levi says, that the Pasuk teaches us, that on that day, there was sunlight for 24 hours, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Lazar Eimer, Shleishim Rishis, and Rabbi Lazar states that there was sunlight there on that day for 36 hours. And he explains, Ozel Shis become Tresa, Ozel Shis become Tresa, Amidase Kiyayim Tamim. And Rabbi Lazar understands when the Pasuk states Kiyayim Tamim, that the Pasuk is referring to the amount of time that the sun stood still in the sky, and the sun stood still in the sky for 24 hours. So the sun started off the day as usual, and it traveled for 6 hours, and then Achatzei Sayayim, when it reached the midpoint of the sky, at that point it stopped for 12 hours, then it traveled another 6 hours till right before Shkia, and then once again it stayed in the sky for an additional 12 hours, and the total sunlight for that day was 36 hours. And the Gemara continues with the third Shita, Rav Shmuel Nachmani Amar, Abam Vishmoina, that the total sunlight of that day was 48 hours, and he explains, Ozel Shis Vekam Tresa, Ozel Shis Vekam Esma Bar, Shinema Vloy Otzlava Kiyayim Tamim, Mechladim Yikar Lav Kiyayim Tamim Ava. And Rav Shmuel Nachmani understands, we read the last few words of the Pasuk together, and the Pasuk states, Vloy Otzlava Kiyayim Tamim, then when the sun was about to set, so the sun did not set, and it stayed in the sky for a complete day, and it stayed in the sky for an additional 24 hours. So at the beginning of the day, the sun traveled in its normal course for 6 hours until it got to Chatzei Se'ayim, and when it was at the midpoint of the sky, it stopped, and as the Pasuk states, Vayamad HaShemesh, and Rashi says that a standard Amida for a sun is for 12 hours, as during every night when we don't see the sun, it's as if the sun stood still for 12 hours. And as Rashi says, that since when it says Vayamad HaShemesh, it doesn't say Kiyayim Tamim, so Stam Amida Shnei Masa Shoyis Kamida Shedakri Lamed V'lishtoi Belayla, and after these 12 hours, the sun traveled once again for another 6 hours until right before Shkia Zechama, and then it stood in the sky for an additional 24 hours, and only afterwards did it set. Therefore, the fear of Shmuel ben Nachmani, during that day, there was a grand total of 48 hours of daylight. And as we saw, each one of these Manda Amrim learned the words Kiyayim Tamim differently. And as Rashi explained, that Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi holds Yayim Tamim Makulam Milsakai Ahilach Ve'amida, and according to Rabbi Lezer, the words Kiyayim Tamim is Amida Lechudkai, and according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, the words Kiyayim Tamim is attached to the previous words of Eloi Otzlavoi Kiyayim Tamim, and as Rashi stated, the Yayim Tamim Dekra Ashiya Deshkiyakai Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues with the second version, as Ikad Amri B'Tesefta Plagi, that the Machlekes that we just had between Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani was not regarding the total hours of daylight, but instead their Machlekes was in regard to the total hours that the sun stood still and the total additional hours of sunlight during that day. And as the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi Amar Esim Rabba, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi says that it was an initial 24 hours of sunlight that day, as Ozel Shis become Tresa, Ozel Shis become Tresa, Amidasa Kiyayim Tamim, and when the Pasuk states Kiyayim Tamim is referring to the amount of time that the sun stood still during that day, and the total mounted that the sun stood still that day was 24 hours, and whereas in the first version, Rabbi Shua ben Levi held that the entire day was 24 hours, in this version, Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds that the entire day was 36 hours, and there was an extra 24 hours of sunlight that day. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Leza Imesh, Shleishim Vishesh, and Rabbi Leza states that there was an additional 36 hours of daylight, Azal Shis become Tresa, Azal Shis become Esma Abba, and according to this Lashon, Rabbi Leza learns the end of the Pasuk, like Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmani did in the first Lashon, and Rabbi Leza learns that the last few words of this Pasuk go together, and when the Pasuk states, V'lei Otzlovi Kiyoim Tamim, Michlal Demikar, Lav Kiyoim Tamim, once again, whereas in the first version, Rabbi Leza held that the total amount of daytime was 36 hours, in this version, Rabbi Leza holds that the total amount of additional daylight was 36 hours, and therefore the entire day was 48 hours. And finally, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmani Amar Boim V'Shmoina, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmani holds that there was an additional 48 hours of daylight as Azal Shis become Esma Abba, Azal Shis become Chof Dalid. And he also explains that we read the entire end of the Pasuk together, and we read the Pasuk V'lei Atzlovei Kiyoyim Tamim, that prior to setting, it stayed in the sky for an additional 24 hours. However, he understands that although the Pasuk didn't say Vayamin HaShemesh B'chatzi HaShemayim Kiyoyim Tamim, and didn't mention Kiyoyim Tamim regarding Vayamin HaShemesh, even so, we make a hekesh between these two periods where the sun stood still, and Makesh Amidasa L'biyasai Ma Biyasai Kiyoyim Tamim Af Amidasai Kiyoyim Tamim, and we compare the time that the sun stood still at the end of the day to the time that the sun stood still in the middle of the day, and just like at the end of the day, the sun stood still for 24 hours, as the Pasuk states, V'lei Atzlovi Kiyoyim Tamim. Therefore, when the Pasuk tells us, V'yamin HaShemesh B'chatzi HaShemayim, it's also referring to a 24-hour period. Therefore, the Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmani, the sun stood still for a total of 48 hours, and if you add on to that the standard 12 hours of a regular day, so on that day, there was a total of 60 hours of sunlight or daylight. Once again, whereas in the first version, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmani held that there was a total of 48 hours of daylight. However, according to this version, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmani holds that on that day, there was 60 hours of sunlight or daylight. And the Gemara continues, Tana, we learned to the Braisa, Kishem Sha'am L'Cham L'Yeshua, that just like an Ace occurred, and the sun stood still for Yeshua, Kach Am L'Cham L'Moshe U'Nakdim Ben Gurion, so similarly, the sun stood still for Moshe Rabbeinu by the Muhammad of Sichon, and the sun also stood still for Nakdim Ben Gurion, which is the story that we saw in Masechtas Tainis. The Gemara continues, Yeshua cry, that we saw the story in Yeshua in the Pesukim in Yeshua, Nakdim Ben Gurion Gemara, and we know that the sun stood still for Nakdim Ben Gurion, which is in the Gemara Masechtas Tainis, where Nakdim Ben Gurion borrowed 12 pools of water in order to give that to the Eilu Regalim, and he set a time with the Hagmoin that if he would return these 12 Beirais, or these 12 pools of water, then he would fill them up with gold, and he'd pay him back with a full amount with gold. The Gemara tells us that it was almost the end of the day, and the sun stood still for Nakdim Ben Gurion, and then it started to rain, and this way the pools were completely filled with water, and he didn't have to pay him back with gold. The Gemara asks L'Moshe Minolan, that what is the Makar that the sun stood still for Moshe? And the Gemara brings a Machlekes, and some agrees, Amar Rabbi Leza, that Rabbi Leza states, Asya Achal Achal, as we learn Xer Shava, based on the words Achal, Sivhacha, as regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk states in Pashas Devarim, Hayyim Azeh, Achal, Tis Pachtacha, V'yurascha, Pnei Amim, Tachas Kol Shemayim, Hashiyish Ben Shemecha, V'rogzu V'cholom Upanecha, and V'ksiv Hasam B'Yeshua, and regarding Yeshua, the Pasuk states in Yeshua, V'yoyim Hashem al Yeshua, Yoyim Azeh, Achal Gadlcha, Be'ini Kol Yisrael, Hashiyedun, Ki Kashi Yisim Moshe, Eyimach, and since the sun stood still by Yeshua, so must have also stood still for his Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Oman, Rabbi Yechon says that the Gzeir Shava is based on a different Pasuk, as Asya taste, as we learn now the Gzeir Shava from the words taste, as Ksiv Hacha has been a Gei Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk in Devarim stated, Ochel taste Pachtcha, the Ksiv Yeshua, and regarding Yeshua, the Pasuk states in Yeshua, Oz Yedab Yeshua Lashem, B'yom taste Hashem Esamer, Lufnei B'nei Yisrael, B'yom Le'en Yisrael, Shemesh B'givin Doim, V'yorech Pe'imek Ayalon, and L'chir, it would seem that this Machlekes is based on a Kabbalah from the Rabbeim as to which Gzeir Shava they should learn, but it also could be that Rabbi Yechon liked this Pasuk better, since this Pasuk actually mentions Shemesh B'givin Doim. And the Gemara continues, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmani Yama, Migufi Dikrosh Shamesle, that we actually understand it from the actual Pasuk, as the Pasuk B'digay Moshe Rabbeinu states, Hayyim Azeh, Ochel Tex Bachtcha V'yurascha Pnei Amim, Tachas Kol Shemayim, Hashi Yishmon Shemecha V'rogz V'cholim Panecha. And as he explains, Amos I rugs of V'cholim Panecha, that when was it that all the nations of the world would have been scared of under Moshe Rabbeinu, b'shasham d'lo chamul Moshe, that must have been at a time that they all saw that the sun stood still in the sky for Moshe, and similar to the way we explained the pasuk of Azariah m'loy agoyim, and ayin the Gemara Maseches Tainis, where the shitas of Rabbi Yechon and Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani are reversed. Keep in mind that just like we previously saw, machlekes between Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, so our Gemara also brought a machlekes between Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, and the Gemara continues and asks Meisvei, that how can you say that this occurred for Moshe as well as for Nakdim ben Gurion if the pasuk in Yeshua clearly states v'loy hoya kayem ahu lefanav v'achrav l'shmoy Hashem mekol ish ki Hashem nilchom liYisrael. The Gemara brings two terutim as Iba Yisema shoyes hu d'lo have nafesh kulei hai, that when the pasuk states that this never occurred again, though certainly the sun stood still for Moshe and for Nakdim ben Gurion, however it didn't stand still for as many hours as the sun stood still for Yeshua v'Iba Yisema, or I could tell you avne borad lo havu, that although b'negei Yeshua that the sun stood still, and there also avne borad that came down and that destroyed their enemies, but that did not occur by Moshe or by Nakdim ben Gurion, and only by Yeshua the chsiv, and as the pasuk in Yeshua states, he benusim and play Yisrael him b'meir beis kriyon v'Hashem hishlach leim avonim gedolus min hashemayim ad azeka v'yimusu rabim hashemesu ba'avne abord yasher hargu b'nei Yisrael b'charev, and that is what the pasuk refers to when it states v'lo yehoyah kayyem ahu lefon v'achrev l'shmoy Hashem v'kolish ki Hashem nulcham liYisrael, and that's why the pasuk ends off ki Hashem nulcham liYisrael, and this was part of the mechama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waged for Klal Yisrael. And Ayin Tesis Dima Maschel Moshe LeYeshua L'Nakdimon, where Tesis bothered why our Gemara did not mention the story of Yaakov, and Zok Tesis Hadle Kachoshev Nami Yaakov Ki Shom LeYehoyu Rakta Shlumin Ken Armin and Shemesh Shoka Barvuray, that the sun that set early for him when he got to the Mokom HaMikdash, and as the pasuk states Vayifka BaMokom Vayolon Shom Kiva HaShemesh, so when the Sari Shel Esav was fighting with Yaakov, then the sun rose early for him and it healed Yaakov, and since ultimately there was no change in the amount of time of sunlight for Yaakov Avinu in total, therefore we don't mention it. And similarly, Mehai Taiminami L'Choshev Chizkia Shloihoy Rakta Shlomo L'Yem Shin Skatza B'Yemei Ochaz Ayin Shom, and Ayin Tezridu states Ikasha Mailoi Mona Chizkia Badayu Shin Esayse B'Isayoyim Esa Shoyz Tshuva Hasan Loi Omad Al Galgol Al Choz Al Mizrach V'Hoy Maharech, that the sun never stopped moving and it continued moving the entire time. Aval Eila Shloisha Omad Al Galgol V'Loi Hoy Maharech Ol Yaakov Nami Mia Shem Al Shishkoya Bavurei and Ve'Achre Chein Mia Lizreich Bavurei Aval Galgol Loi Omad Ve'Ina Moina Kan Al Misha Omad Lehem Al Galgol Ayin Shom. And Agamur mentioned the bird that came down by the Mechom of Yeshua, and Ayin Rabbeinu Bachya in Pashas Ve'ira, where he states Umot Loi Nitach Atza Loi Omad Loi Yorad El Loi Nitach L'Lamed She'ach She'yorim Min HaShemayim Omad Ben Shemayim Ve'oretz V'chein Dorshu Chazal She'omdu Ben Shemayim Ben Oretz Mem Alav Shona Ad Zman Yeshua V'zer Shinam V'Hashem Hishach Olim Avonim Gedelus Min HaShemayim V'akudet Gam Kein Hoi Tluyim Ve'im Se Yordu B'mei Elisha Shinam V'Hashem Shmiel Machna Ram Kol Racha V'kol Sus Kol Chil Godol Ayin Shom. And the Gemara previously mentioned Sefer Ayasha, which certainly referred to Sefer Bereishis, and the Gemara will continue with another mention of Sefer Ayasha, where it will be a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shmuel Ben Nachmani as to what it refers to. And the Gemara states Ksiv, that the pasuk in Shmuel Bey says by Yoyim Olam Bnei Yehuda Keshes Hine Ksuv Al Sefer Ayasha, that they said that it's important to teach the Bnei Yehuda how to use a bow and arrow, and there's a remez to this need in Sefer Ayasha. And once again, the Gemara asks my Sefer Ayasha, that when the pasuk mentions Sefer Ayasha, what is this referring to? And Amar B'chir Ba'Abba Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi B'chir Ba'Abba states in the name of Yechon, Zeh Sefer Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Shenikru Yisharim, that this refers to Sefer Bereishis, which is the Sefer Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, who are called Yisharim D'chsiv B'hu. And as we saw beforehand, that the pasuk in Parshas Balak states that Bilam said Tamas Nafshi Mois Yisharim Usi Achrisa Kamayu, and Rabbi Yechon continues V'Heich Remiza, and where is the remez in Sefer Bereishis that the Bnei Yehuda have to be experts in using a bow and arrow and using a keshes? And the Gemara brings the pasuk in Parshas Vayechi B'negei Beiches Yaakov, where Yaakov states Yehuda Ata Yeducha Achecha Yodcha Ba'er Fevecha Yishtach V'lecha B'nei Avicha, and Ayin Rashi Vayom Melame B'nei Yehuda Keshes B'kine Shekrin David Al Shol Ksiv, that this pasuk is discussing the hesped that David made on Shol HaMelech. And the Gemara states Alei Yiksuva De B'nei Yehuda Hayu Moishchei Keshes, and as the Gemara continues and explains V'ezil Mechomesh Etzricha Yad Keneged Oyev Hava'im Mezu Keshes, and as Rashi explains HaMoishich B'keshes, the one that pulls the bow Noisim Yodu Keneged Enav, he pulls his hand towards his eyes, the Hainu Mula Oyev, that's right in back of his neck. And therefore from Sefer Bereishis we have a remez says that Shevet Yehuda were experts in using a bow and arrow. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Elazar Imed, and Rabbi Elazar explains that when the Pasuk stated, by Yoimel Lam ibn Yehuda Keshes, Hine Ksuva Sefer Yashar, that Zeh Sefer Mishnah Torah, that Sefer Yashar refers to Mishnah Torah, that my Karli Sefer Yashar, Yichsiv, and this is based on the Pasuk in Pash Veschanan that states, Vasisa Yashiv Atoy Bein Hashem, Leman Yitav Loch, Ubasu Vyurashvas Eretz Atoyva, Shinish Bashem Lavisecha, Vehecha Remiza, where do we see that Shevet Yehuda was Melumid Bekeshes, and they were experts at using a bow and arrow? And Rabbi Elazar brings a Pasuk from Pashas Vizaysa Bracha regarding Yehuda, as Moshe Rabbeinu was giving brachais, and he stated, Vizaysa Yehuda Vayemar, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda Valaamay Tuvienu, Yodav Ravloi, Ve'ezim Mitzar of Tia, and as the Gemara explains, Ve'ezim Mechoma Shestricha Shteyedayim, Havi Oimezu Keshes, and what type of Mechoma is the requirement for a person to use both hands for? That is referring to someone that's using a bow and arrow. The Gemara continues, Rav Shmuel Ben Achmani Omar, Rav Shmuel Ben Achmani explains that when the Pasuk speaks about Sefer Yashar, Zes Sefer Shaftim, this refers to Sefer Shaftim, by my Karli Sefer Yashar, and why is Sefer Shaftim called Sefer Yashar? Chsiv, and this is based on the Pasuk and Shaftim that states, by Yom Mahim, a Melch B'Yisrael, Ish HaYashar Be'in of Yaseh, and Rav Shmuel Ben Achmani continues, Behech Remiza, and where do we see a remez in Shaftim that Shevet Yehuda was Melumid B'Keshes? And he brings the Pasuk and Shaftim that states, Rak Leman Das, Deiris Bnei Yisrael, Lamdom Melchama, Rak HaShelefonim, Lo Yedom, as the Gemara explains, Be'ezim Melchama, Shetzricha Limud, what type of weapon do you need to learn in order to become an expert? Have a mezu keshes, and it must be, this refers to a keshes that takes a lot of expertise in order to know how to shoot a bow and arrow. When Mai said this pasuk is not speaking specifically about Shevet Yehuda, and therefore the Gemara asks him in all the Yehuda ksiv, and how do you know that this pasuk refers to Yehuda? And the Gemara explains the ksiv as at the beginning of Shaftim, the pasuk states, Vayhi achri mois Yeshua, Vayishalu b'nei Yisrael b'Hashem lema, Miyalu lanu al ha'knani b'tchilu lilochim b'ay, Vayyoyim Hashem Yehuda yala, Hina nesati yisrael eretz b'yadai. As Rashi explains, Alma stal melchama de sifrod, a Yehuda kaimi, and therefore when the pasuk speaks about anything to do with melchama, it's referring to Shevet Yehuda. The Gemara continues, and we'll discuss the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, where there is also a machlekes between the same three Amorim as to how to explain the pasuk, and the machlekes will be between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmani, and the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph states, by Yoram atabach as a sheik v'aleh, by Yosel b'fnei Shaul, that the cook lifted up the shank bone as well as what was on it, and put it before Shaul HaMelech, and the Gemara asks, my Valea, that what does the Pasuk mean when it says Valea, and what is it referring to? Rabbi Yechonon Omer, Rabbi Yechonon explains, Shoik Va'alya, that this refers to the shank bone and the tail of the animal, my Valea, and why does the Pasuk refer to the Alya as Alea, and the Gemara explains, the Mesamcha Shoik La'alya, when an animal is standing, then the tail rests upon the Shoik, and is supported by the shank bone, and as Rashi states, HaShoik Samach La'alya, Sha'alya Mil Ma'ilo, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Elazar, Amen, Rabbi Elazar states, Sheik v'chaza, that this refers to the shank bone and the breast of the animal, and he explains, and why is the pasuk refer to the chaza as alea, the mochas le'lechaza, alvei, the sheik, kibay anufei, umanfilei, as we know that when a person brought a carbon shlomim into Beis HaMikdash, then they would do tnufa with the chazei v'sheik, and when doing tnufa, they would place the breast on top of the shayik. By a typical carbon shlomim, then these chalokim of the animal were given to the kayin. Rashi explains, Vahi sudasa afapi de zevachava, by this suda of shal, even though this was a carbon, kedichsiv, as the pasuk in Shmuel Al states, Kihu yivar chazevach, lo yavit chazev vishayik didhu le kayin, the chazev vishayik did not go to the kayin, the bamaktanava, this carbon was brought on a bamaktana, the kayin melon and perk basur zvachim, chazev vishayik bebamagdela, vein chazev v'shoik b'b'mektano. Finally, the Gemara brings a third opinion, as Rav Shmuel ben Achmani yomah, shoik v'shoifi, that this refers to the shank bone as well as a piece of meat that was on the thigh bone, and my v'alea, and why does the pasuk refer to this as v'alea? And he explains that shoifi aloveh de shoikai, that the shoifi sits on top of the shank bone, and as Rashi states, shoifi kaf hayerech hasev etzem hakulyas v'kurim polpa ayin shom. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, leitis yachad ishi imoim epnei shechashud al arayas, that a Jewish woman should not be misached with a non-Jewish man, as the goyim will chosh al arayas. And our Gemara is, but my eskinon, and what is our Mishnah referring to? As ilim b'chad, as if we're talking about a case where a Jewish woman will be misached with one goy, certainly this would be also, as the kavos gabi so mishari, as certainly a Jewish woman cannot be misyached with one Yisrael, but we learned in the Mishnah, Masechtas Kedushin, le'yisyached ish echad and mishtei noshim, that one man cannot even be misyached with two women. And as Rashi states, afilu shtei noshim, the reason is, sh'anoshim daitun kalis v'shtein tisratzen la'vera. And we continue on Daf Chafayim Beis, el betlasa, and if our Mishnah is teaching us that a Jewish woman cannot even be misyached with three non-Jewish men, and as Rashi at the top of the Amid explains, l'hachi nakat plasa, that the reason why the Gemara goes from 1 to 3 is to be Yisrael, but plasa sharu, bein be'ir, bein be'derech. Certainly a Jewish woman can be misyached with three Jewish men, and it doesn't make a difference if they're in the city or if they're traveling on the road and they're in a deserted area. Avol trei be'ir in be'derech loy, but a Jewish woman cannot always be misyached with two men, as although she could be misyached with two men in the city, but if she's traveling, that she can't be misyached with two men. And as we've already learned in Masechtas Kedushin, that if a woman is misyached with two men and they're traveling on the road, that shemi yitzarech echemen l'nkavav, that maybe one of the men will have to go to the bathroom, v'nimsa echemen yisached me'eva, and during that period of time, one of them will now be misyached with this woman by himself. And certainly that would be asar. Therefore, Gemara wanted to give a scenario where it's certainly going to be mutter to be misyached with Jewish men, and even so, the Mishnah teaches us that a Jewish woman should not be misyached with non-Jewish men. However, the Gemara is the kavasa gabi so beputzim yishari, that luchari, that's not either a chiddush, and certainly a non-Jewish man is not better than a Jewish man that's a paritz. We know that a woman cannot be misyached with three Jewish men that are putzim, and as Rashi states, and therefore, if you chavim lom l'tan l'shminon, ha'afidu yisoh the kavasayu asiri, this is not a chiddush, since it even would be also for a woman to be misyached with Jewish men that are putzim. As v'atznan, we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, avol ish achas misyached esim shnei anoshim, that while in a city, one woman can be misyached with two Jewish men. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, and Rabbi Yehuda stated in Mishmuel, leishana l'bikshirim, that this din was only stated with a Jewish man akshirim, avol beprutzim afilu asar nami loy, but if the Jewish men are putzim, then even if there would be 10 men, then one woman cannot be misyached with them. And ma'isa hoy v'itziu asar b'mita, and it was a story where there were 10 men that took one woman out on a mita with some sort of a bier or a coffin, and they made believe that she was dead, and they said they were taking this body out in order to bury it, and meanwhile they went into the sada and they were mizana with her. And as Rashi states, v'yitziu asar pritzim le'ishisish zayna b'mita chutz le'ir la'avera ke'in kai remez shlo yavinu. The Gemara answers le'itzricha b'ishtoi imoi, and Einichanami, really our Mishnah is talking about a case where one Jewish woman is being misyached with one non-Jewish man, and the Mishnah is mechadish to us that even if the wife of the non-Jewish man is there, and if it was a case where there was a Yisrael, then since his wife is there, there would not be a problem of Yichud. However, the Mishnah teaches us that a Jewish woman cannot be misyached with a non-Jewish man, even though his wife is there. And as the Gemara explains, Avikichavim ein ishta misham rasai, aval Yisrael ishta misham rasai. And as Rashi explains, Avikichavim ein ishta misham rasai, to loy kapta, as she's not makbid, as the iu bikari v'issa bebutzini, as by a non-Jewish couple, they have an open marriage, and they understand that just like the husband will be mizana with another woman, the woman will also be mizana with other men. Therefore, his wife will not be makbid. Avi Yisrael ishta misham rasai, and therefore it's muta kithnam b'asar yichsin b'zman she'ishta imoi yoshi imoi mepundiki replace ishta misham rasai. The Gemara continues and asks that why the Mishnah state like the siachet ishi imoi mepleish chashud al rayis. Since the end of the Mishnah states like the siachet adam imoi mepleish chashud al shvichas damim, so the typically mishum shvichas damim. So then we should say that the reason why a Jewish woman cannot be misyached with a non-Jewish man is not necessarily only because of rayis, but it's also because the chashal shvichas damim, and potentially he will kill her. The Gemara answers Amar Rabbi Yemiya beish chashuva askinon, that our Mishnah is talking about a Jewish woman that is a chashuva woman and she has a relationship with the government and she's also very pretty. The mitri mina, and since this woman has a close relation with the government, the way anach chashish that this non-Jewish man will kill her. But Maisa, since she's pretty, therefore we're still chashish that he'll be mizana with her. And as Rashi explains, beish chashuva bein hanoshim or bein hanoshim ish yofa or kravel machas the mistafa mina of lekatli law abel mishum arayis ikka, but there is a chashash of arayis the yofi. And certainly, since she's an isha chashuva and she's kravel machas, so certainly he will not be ma'anis her, and she potentially will go and tell the machas, and therefore he will get in trouble. However, the Mishnah teaches us that she cannot be misyachid with him, and since she's very beautiful, so we're concerned that he will seduce her. Rashi continues abel isha she'ina chashuva bein hanoshim, that if there's a woman that's not chashuva bein hanoshim and she's not kravel machas the chashuva bein hanoshim, but she is very pretty and she's chashuva bein hanoshim, so mishum shvichas damim nami ikka the baal le that he'll be mizana with her, and then he will kill her. And our Mishnah doesn't hold that since she's beautiful, therefore that will protect her, and the guy won't kill her. Therefore, this can't be the case of our Mishnah, as the Mishnah wouldn't have to tell us that we're choshish mishum arayis, as ultimately he will kill her. Therefore, the chashash will be because of shvichas damim. And Rashi continues, v'chashuva bein anoshim v'loy bein anoshim. And if there's a woman that's karv l'malchus, but she's not beautiful, then mutaris l'syached or mishum arayis leka de'ini yafa. Certainly, a non-Jewish man will be scared to kill her, as l'maisa she's karv l'malchus. But ultimately, since she's not pretty, therefore there is no chashash for zinus. And in this case, this woman would be able to be misyached with this non-Jewish man. And the Gemara continues, Rav Idi Amar, Rav Idi explains, Isha klizayna leah, that a woman always has weapons with her, as she could use her beauty and she could use her womanly instincts in order to seduce the man, and then he won't kill her. And as Rashi explains, Afagav de'ina chashuva loy bein anoshim v'loy bein anoshim, and even though she's not karv l'malchus and she's also not pretty, ein hayri goyisa, the guy will not kill a woman, elabala, and instead he will be mizana with her, v'kivim shabala ein harga, and once he would have beer with her, he would not kill her. And afilo ina krev l'malchus nami, I lo yashminim d'cheshin l'arayis, lo yav mistaver d'misra mishum shvichas damim. And the Gemara explains, my benayu, and what is the nafkamina between Rabbi Yirmiya and Rav Idi's explanations? And as Rashi points out, bein Rabbi Yirmiya d'mukila b'isha chashuva, halav chashuva cheshin l'shvichas damim, that l'maisa coined Rabbi Yirmiya, if this woman is not a chashva woman, then v'chayish shvichas damim, and therefore you can't be misachir with a non-Jewish man. And bein Rav Idi d'amakli zayne alel, v'leka mishum shvichas damim, but mikol mokai mishum erva ikaba, v'loi misachedes, and therefore both according to Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Idi, Jewish woman would not be able to be misachir with a non-Jewish man. And the Gemara explains, ikar benayu isha chashuva bein anoshim ve'ena chashuva bein anoshim. In a scenario where there's a Jewish woman that's karv l'malchus, but she's not pretty, so in that case there will be an afkamina between Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Idi. As according to Rabbi Yirmiya, since she's karv l'malchus, so you don't have to worry about shvichas damim, and since she's not pretty, so you don't have to worry about them being mizana, and therefore she'll be able to be misachir with a non-Jewish man. And as Rashi states, the mishum shvichas damim leka da krev l'malchus, or mishum marayis nami leka da mechuerisi, as she isn't pretty. However, according to Rabbi Idi, it would still be also to be misachid with a non-Jewish man, the bekulu chayshin l'erva, as even if there's a woman that's not very pretty, we're still chayish that she'll be mizana, the stomach kama isha kli zayin alea, v'loi kama hachab isha yofas kinan the kli zayin alea, and therefore, according to Rabbi Idi, it would still be also for her to be misachid with a non-Jewish man. And the Gemara states, Tani kavasi Rabbi Idi ba'ovin, as the Braisa teaches, he isha, afal pisha shalom imo, loi tisachi imoim, p'nishi chashun al arayis, that even though every woman has peace with her, and it's mashma that a goy would not kill her, as isha kli zayna leah, and even if she's not pretty, she still has protection, as a goy would not kill her, as he would rather be mizana with her, and even so, she can't be misachir with a goy, because the chosha al rayis, and this is like Rav Idi, and not like Rav Yirmiya, as according to Rav Yirmiya, the only time that a goy is chosha al rayis is only if a woman is chashuva, and only if she's pretty. We explained our Gemara like Rashi, and Ayin Taisis Diba Maschel Ikar Benayu, where we asked multiple questions on Rashi, therefore Taisis learns our Gemara differently, and we will just see the questions that Taisis has on Rashi. And number one, Taisis is, V'kasha chada, delishin de chashuva loy mashma yafa, v'oy dechi ein yafa nami mai havei, that even if a woman is not pretty, then how could it be that Rabbi Yirmiya would say that a goy would not be mizana with her, but a marine and bereish pirkin, but we previously stated on Dachav Bez and Abez, that chaviv v'leim behemtin shal Yisrael, yoyis min shaseyem, and kabul chay min shaseyem shal Yisrael. And regarding this question, Taisis states, v'shem yesh leima, that mikol mokain to be isha loy tarchi la'onsa, kivin de ein yafa, maybe you could be mechala between a behema and a isha. However, Taisis is still bothered, miu kasha, that a few Rashi, Rabbi Yirmiya is mechala between a pretty woman and a non-pretty woman, and Taisis is bothered, Rabbi Yirmiya, loy mishtamit tano yabir, b'shum mokain l'chalik b'shvuya, ben yafa le'in yafa la'tira l'kuna, and Ayin and Taisis, how he understands our Gemara, and Ayin Ritva, when our Gemara stated, loy shonu l'bikshirim, al v'putzim afid la'asara nami loy, pirish b'stam Yisrael, shem b'cheslik shirim, al v'putzim vade loy, and pirish y'masnissim b'putzim hi, the goyim putzim him, and also when the Gemara stated, v'tepik le'im mishum shvichas damim, so the Ritva explains, pirish v'kiyunu b'sefer nokatayim mishum shvichas damim, mechal d'bereisha leka shvichas damim, and therefore the Gemara couldn't have answered, the Mishnah means that a woman cannot be misach with a goy for two reasons, number one, because of arayis, and number two, because of shvichas damim. And finally, when the Gemara stated, like tzricha b'ishta imoi, and ayin in the top tases, they brings down the exact same pshat as Rashi, based on the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, which is the Shita Reb Shimon, that that bizman she ishta imoy yoshin imoy bepundiki she ishta misham rasai and tezes bother in taima a maidle mukulab she ishi matinikis to be chai gavna to be shol shorli yichudei the amrava hasmin gemara misyachet adam isha vitinikis she yadas tambia veinu meiseres atzmal biya. And why didn't our gemara explain that we could also be talking about a case was where this Jewish woman had a young daughter with her, and in that scenario she would be able to be misyachet with a Jewish man, and the Mishnah teaches us that she could still not be misyachet with a non-Jewish man. And Taisus answers v'yishleima the lashon leit misyachet mashma she'ain sham shum yisraelis alihi, that the lashon of our Mishnah's mashma that there is no other Jew with her aside from her, and therefore it's muchach that her daughter wasn't there, and that's why our gemara stated that the only way to understand our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Jewish woman was misyachet with a non-Jewish man, and it was ishtoi imoy ayin sham, and we will stop over here.